The evolution begins within. Hey everyone, I'm Tom Harrison, founder of Walk Your Why. And this idea, this concept of evolutionary peace has been bubbling within me for years. And it just had to come out of me one way or another. And it's coming out in a very simple form. I hope it's a clear form. And I'm kind of glad because I think I was going down the rabbit hole with a lot of concepts and politics and all of this stuff. And it was just getting too thick, making me angry. And the truth is, evolutionary peace is about just that, about peace. Not about anger that leads us to war, typically. And it's also not about pretending anger doesn't exist. Anger, for example, about the racism that's rampant and has been for centuries, forever, it seems, as far as we can tell, right? Certainly in this country, in the USA, it's been going on for hundreds of years. And let's just be real, in many, many ways, the very foundation of this country, of the U.S., of the United States of America, the very foundation in many ways is all locked up with racism. That wasn't called that then. In fact, now we can look at it and call it just absolute blatant ignorance. And yet, it doesn't do a whole lot of good to blame the past, blame the people of the past. It doesn't even do good to blame people currently who are causing the problems. I mean, we can do it, and sometimes it's important to point out the problems, we can solve it, but it's really not about the blame, right? Revolutions are good for dealing with blame. They did it, let's kill them. That's kind of a revolution. I'm looking to get away from war and really away from revolution in the sense that we're used to, which is usually tied up with war, hence the Revolutionary War. And I'm focusing on evolution. But not the kind of evolution where we, as products of nature, wait for changes so that we adapt before we die, before our species vanishes, which is kind of where we're at now. Look at global warming. The way we're treating it, or failing to treat it, may indeed lead to the wiping out of our species, right? Which would be like waiting for evolution to happen. What I'm talking about with evolution is more of a revolutionary kind of evolution. Right? If we want to bring revolution back in, it's a revolutionary kind of evolution in the sense that we as humans have the capacity, have the ability, have the intelligence, have the wisdom, enough of us, and certainly as a collective, to co-evolve, to participate in our own evolution. And that's an exciting idea. And it's just a fact. Right? The fact that we can self-develop, the fact that we can uplift ourselves and others around us. We can demean and denigrate too. We're damn good at that, unfortunately. That often gets wrapped up in revolution. That's often why we need to start a revolution, because of the denigration that's been happening, because of the demeaning that's been happening. And we say, enough is enough, and we revolt. We have a revolution. And the truth is, if we realized we could transform that revolution into co-evolution. If we realized we could transform the war that we think is required as a part of the revolution to get the changes we want, if we could change that to peace, understanding that we don't want revolutionary war, we really don't want a revolution. We don't want war. We don't want death. We don't want it to be about blame and eradicating those we blame, those we think who are at fault. Let's get real. We're all complicit on some level. no matter what we do. So we can let all that go and realize that we can have evolutionary peace on Earth. And it's got to start right here. It's got to start within. And so, this is really for me what evolutionary peace is all about. Having this awareness, this awakening to the realization that we are here to co-evolve our own realities. And may that reality be peace and understanding that just like Gandhi said, we need to be the change we wish to see in the world. If peace is what we want to see in the world, we need to have that peace within, right? We have to experience that peace within. We have to evolve the peace within us. We have to evolve ourselves, accelerate our own evolutions so that we can catch up to the peace that's waiting for us. And then we can invite others in. I hope you'll join me on this journey. And while the content you will reach by clicking the button below isn't yet a specific roadmap for here we are now in kind of a state of revolution, of angry revolution in a sense, usually within, even if we're putting it out there too, that's happening within. From that place, in the place of war and anger and killing and destruction, this is not a roadmap specifically to go from there to all of a sudden being in this beautiful state of evolutionary peace, but it can begin to take us there. So when you click on the link, you're going to see you go to something called SLOW, which is a practice I've developed. It's going to say SLOW in the time of COVID. So I don't want you to be thrown off. It's not like, hey, what is this? It's like a bait and switch, talking about evolutionary peace, and sends me this thing called SLOW in the time of COVID. No, that's the version of the program I have now, but if you get into it, you'll realize that it's all about moving from the stress of fear in our lives. And if we have anger, I guarantee you it's related to some kind of fear. For example, with global warming, fear that species we love are going to die. Ultimately, the species called humans might die. All kinds of other fears wrapped up with global warming. Racism, the fear, for example, if you're a person of color, the fear that something will happen to you, something absurd will happen to you. That a police officer, for example, will harm or kill you, right? Or that you'll just be subject to some form of racism, as you probably are now. Well, in fact, I know you're on some level because that's just how the systems and structures are set up, right? That's something to be angry about. I get it. But you can turn that anger and that revolutionary thinking into evolutionary thinking. You can turn that warring that goes on inside and that might be expressing itself outside into peaceful conditioning in your life that feels way the hell better, is so much more effective, and will make a true difference in the world. Get me? Now, hey, I'm on this journey. I got a long, hell of a long way to go on this journey. I'll learn from you as well. But I want you to understand that when you click the button below to be evolutionary peace, this is my suggestion for a way to begin the journey into evolutionary peace. And a lot of this we'll figure out together. But the slow journey. And hey, let's just face it, in this time of COVID, that's just very real. And as we know, COVID is impacting populations of color at an alarming rate. So it's relevant to the racism piece. It has to do with the systems and structures, absolutely. There's also real fears, no matter who you are. when it comes to COVID, right? That I might get it, that you might get it, that our friends, our family might get it, that I've lost my job and I don't know where my income's coming from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll address these things in the content. And if you bear with it and you stay with it and you engage it, you will quickly and easily find that this concept I'm speaking of evolutionary peace is absolutely embedded in the slow practice. And if you're willing and if you're interested, you can take that practice and run with it and make it part of your evolutionary journey into peace for yourself, for your family, for those you spend time with, for your work in the world, and ultimately together so we can have evolutionary peace in the world, a world that works for all. I hope you'll join me as a patriot for evolutionary peace. The evolution begins within. Happy trails. Walk your why.